I figured between the really Purim and Pesach, we're going to probably take off. So I wanted to do these last couple of shiurs on like Geshmaka topics. We're going to do Malava Malka tonight, and next week we'll do Shal Shuddis, like the Lumdus of Shal Shuddis, as an obligatory. But tonight I really wanted to do Malava Malka. It's one of these topics which, unless you're in the Gemara, you hear about, you're invited to events here and there. It's a very short Shulchan Aruch, but it's a Geshmaka piece to do. It's an important piece that you're going to see tonight, whether or not how important Malava Malka is, because it could change your whole life, Jonathan. Right? You ready? I really waited for this year, because where I grew up, Malava Malka was pizza. Until there's pizza in San Jose, I couldn't even think of this topic. But now there's pizza in San Jose, I can start with doing Malava Malka, because I can always do Malava Malka, but you can start teaching about it, because there's no excuses now. Right, we've taken away any amtala. In fact, the Avos Abadim is having pizza this Motzei Shabbos. No problem, we want pizza Motzei Shabbos. Not a problem now in San Jose. But what does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara in Kufi Testament Beis. This is not the widest lines, it's the second to widest lines to the first line of that. Omer Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, Lo Oilam Yisadir Adam. Third semi-white line. Right? It's right next to Hagayis Habach. Okay, Ve'Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kofi Testament Beis, 119b. Amar Rabbi Chanina, La'olam Yisader Adam Shulchan B'Motzei Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you should always set your table Saturday night. Afa Pisha Ein Tzarech El Kazayis. You should set your table for a Suda Motzei Shabbos. Even though you're not going to have a whole Suda, people are not starving Saturday night. All you need to eat is a kazayis, a kazayis of food. That you should still set your table up. Blue nether. I'm very makar in my house. Our table, we have a tablecloth at our Shabbos table. We don't eat there during the week, ever. Unless it's my Rosh Hashiva comes to my house. We eat in the kitchen. We eat there on Shabbos. Well, to Shabbos is the only time I eat there, Malava Malka. Because the table set is a table. The tablecloth there. It has a plastic on top. You have two candles lit. We light at my house two candles Motzei Shabbos. Many people have that menhag, like candles Motzei Shabbos. So my Havdalah already lit those candles. And the candles are lit. We have a malka on that table. So it's already, we have a set, we eat by a set table. So the only side of Adam Shulchan, Motzei Shabbos, which ain't a tzarech l'kazayis, says Rashi. Where are we? Motzei Shabbos. Why should we set the table? So Rashi gives a reason. Nami. Also, because it said earlier on Erev Shabbos, the table should be set. You should come into Shabbos with a set table. You shouldn't first sit up for Shabbos on Friday night. Your table should be come into Shabbos. Actually, the Gemara says this. We're not learning this right now. You should come into Shabbos with a set table for Kavod Shabbos. You go into a Shabbos with your Shabbos clothes. You should come into Shabbos with a set table. Says Rashi, Nami Kavod Shabbos L'Voyso B'Yitzias. So it's also Kavod Shabbos to escort the Shabbos out when it leaves. Derech Kavod Adam. If you ever a prominent guest in your house, you have a chash of a person come to your house, you escort them to the door. You know, do you ever invite someone to someone's house and they say, okay, have a good night, and they just wish, let yourself out. That's like a little bit like a bizayin, right? A little vasa. You walk a person out, certainly if they're a prominent person out, you escort them a distance even. Says Rashi, Motzei Shabbos, why do you have a lot to escort Shabbos out? Just like you'd escort a prominent person, Hamalavas, or a king, which is Shabbos is compared to. I mean, the king, you don't just let the king, you know, you take him to the airport. You take him to the end of the city. In the old days, when the king came to a town, they welcomed him, and they all wore their fanciest clothes. And when the king left, they escorted him to the town, the boundaries, as they said goodbye to the king. Right? That's how you escort out. So Shabbos, says Rashi, you escort it out. The Gemara then continues, Chamin, b'motzei Shabbos, melugma. Having hot drinks on Motzei Shabbos is melugma. Paschama b'motzei Shabbos is melugma. either hot drinks or hot bread, are it's good, it's benefit, it's beneficial to eat. It's healthy. It's good for your health. Rashi says chamin lishtos v'lerchutz. Along with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, says has tea, and he says you should say it out. You should say it, the Gemara says before you drink your tea, Motzei Shabbos, you should say chamin Motzei Shabbos v'lerchutz. You should say. All right, if you have Malav Malka, the custom many Sudurim and benches is to say, Dahi Sudasa the Davar Malka. That's a new hat. So now I have Malav Malka, I say this is Sudas Davar Malka. We're not learning this tonight, but why do we call Malav Malka the Sudas Davar Malach? Survey says, anyone know?
Why do we do it for Davar Malach?
Yeah, why do we say it's a Sudas Davar Malach?
Because it passed away.
Close. You passed away on Shabbos? No, we did not.
Shabbos.
Shabbos, right. So the Gemara says in the beginning of this Masechta, actually, in the beginning of Shabbos, that David HaMelech knew he would die on Shabbos. And he asked Hashem, where is everyone who's going to die? He says, it's Shabbos. He said, which one? He said, I can't tell you. I'm going to tell people that they had death. So he knew he was going to die on Shabbos every Motzei Shabbos. Every Motzei Shabbos, he would have a Suda to thank God he lived. Because he knew he died on Shabbos. The Gemara talks about how he died on Shabbos eventually. Right? Because it talks about the Beret, could David be moved on Shabbos, could not be moved on Shabbos, his body. Right, so with David, to every Motzei Shabbos, he'd make a big suda to celebrate he lived. Actually, parenthetically, I'm really thinking this 23andMe. But one of the things that people, you know, I was looking into this to get the genetic testing, that you can find if you have any, you know, because you can walk around and knowing you have some predilection to a disease. You know, it's not, on some hand it can be nerve wracking, on some hand it's like you know it, so you can daven to, you know, that shouldn't happen. It's no guarantees, it just means your genetic disposition. So David knew he's going to die on Shabbos. He had an advanced warning. So every Motzei Shabbos, so I say in my house when I make Malka, but another I say Dahi Suda Sun Malka, which is what I'm bringing down. It's a Suda of David HaMelech. And before I have a hot drink or have food, I say Chame Motzei Shabbos Ma Lugma. Gemara then continues. It says the Gemara Vayter Rabbi Abahu, Havi Avdin Lei, Bapuke Shabbasa, Rabbi Abahu would take on Motzei Shabbos, Igla Tulsa. Now, Igla Tulsa, there's two opinions. It's in a few places in Shas. Either it means the third calf, when you talk about the best meat comes from the third calf, or a calf which is a third grown, that's the most tender meat. Okay? Havi Achamini Kulyasa, and he would only eat the kidney of that calf. So he would shech the calf, and he would use the meat for, but he would only the kidney Motzei Shabbos. And he would do this every Saturday night. The Magen Avraham points out from here, by the way, that you see from him, there's an inyan to eat Motzei Shabbos. Right? That's what he brings down.
What pizza?
I can't even imagine eating meat Motzei Shabbos. It would be revulsive to me, and I like meat, you know, but if it means it's an inyan, you know, if you don't like it, even on Shabbos, technically there's swarm to bring down, you have to eat it. People losing pizza became popular. If people want to change, you know, it's they can't eat. There's a reason for it. It's nothing, you know. In those days, meat was rarer, whatever it was. So, and economy, if you want to have meat, there's a can get the Magen Avraham. I think if Vima was alive today, maybe he'd have pizza. He's like, you have a whole pizza, Motzei Shabbos, you know? On the serious note, he used to the kidney. Mal Shabbos. So he said to him, his son, Kigado Avima Bray, when his son got older, I'm like, what are you shechting a whole cow, calf, and you're gonna waste some of it? Nishmer Kulyusa, take the kidney from before Shabbos and leave it over. So that's what he did. Shav kuha va'asari achle. He didn't shech that week, and that calf that would have been for Motzei Shabbos, and a lion came and ate. Right, a lion came and ate, showing that, you know, really he should have continued his practice. Says the Maharsha in the back on the Kufya test on the base. Says the Maharsha. Says a couple of points. The Maharsha says. Says she'ena tzarech ala kazayis. So the gam she'ena tzarech ala kazayis. He's even though you're going to only need a small malava malka, could go and shoot Shabbos Mitzvahs Mitzvah. You already ate a whole Shabbos from Mikol Makom, which you covered Shabbos. You should eat on a set table. It shouldn't be like a, you know, you already, you've been, people have a Shabbos, it looks fancy, looks like a kosher meal. On your weekday, how do you eat? You have paper plates, you know, eat on the table, you know, maybe use a fork and knife, maybe not, you know, if there's not, here, you want to show a little, you know, it's a chash of a meal. It's a serious stuff, Lama. We'll see how serious it is soon. So even though you're going to only eat that, you can't eat that much. You're not hungry, you know? You eat it on a set table. You should have a nice table. Paschama, why should you have hot bread? Tama davar, the reason you have hot bread is the yesh the kavod Shabbos besudas levaya, but davar chalish. You should have a fresh cooked bread. Right, today you put some in the toaster, right? You have something, you know, you toast the bread, whatever it may be. And hot drinks. Why? He says it's like bar mareish that you couldn't have had hot, you couldn't have cooked it on Shabbos. You're showing that on Shabbos you couldn't have cooked it, and here most of Shabbos you can go ahead and cooked it. He says since Moshe the Rebbe Achilas Mashu Kshas Karim Rach Lecholim Kamar Dechamim Besuus Levaya Moshe Shabbos before just like only you know if a person's mom is sick on Shabbos Achilas Sheish Bosu the Kana we learned you could cook from here we all have this hot drink on Moshe Shabbos that's why it's Melugmo Asa Arye Va'Achle. And a lion came and ate this extra calf, which he didn't shech. He used to have the leftovers. Gam kevi kush to davi sagli b'kol mashchas b'sus levaya malka b'kol yechad. Ein ze kovet sus levaya malka such tiyem b'kol yechad shenis noyim et kashur es Shabbos. It's all right. His son Avimi tells Rabbi Abahu, you know, you could just save over a kidney from the Shabbos food, but having leftovers, anyone like leftovers? You know, having leftovers is not the same thing. So what he says is having leftovers is second fiddle. About bais tuda ba'ampinavshe. Right? Kedekama lo'olam yisadar. You should have something special for malav malka. That is the marsha on this gemara. Now, what is the reason that Rashi said that you should have malav malka? What did he say? What's the reason? You should escort the king. You know, just like anyone chashiv, you escort. This is yours? Yeah, because I don't want it to go flying. You should escort out. The Beis Yosef. Bar, you know what the Beis Yosef is?
Beis Yosef?
Yeah.
Zabit
Knesset, Baba Yosef. Beit Yosef. Who was the original Beit Yosef? Tamakir of Cairo? Yosef Cairo? If what time? If what Nolato? You should like Apamiti with Safat?
Safat?
Pamaba? Pamaba, it's a Beit Kvarot, Beit Yosef. Beit Yosef, a Machaber. A Machaber. Hashchit, a Arch, Shalar Val Yosef, is a Beit Yosef. Okay, Harizal. Yes, Ototavor Ador Shal Harizal, Haya Beit Yosef. Beit Yosef, a Yosef Karaha, he had the Shulchan Aruch, was he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Before the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote the Beit Yosef. Says the Beit Yosef another reason. He says, brings the reason. That Rashi brings down, and he quotes a Shibo Alakot. The Shibo Alakot was a great Italian sage, and then he says to this, "Uvesudurim mefarish." And Rashi, let's say this first. "Uvesudurim mefarish." It brings down yesh ever yesh ba'adam. There is a small little bone in man. V'niskoi shmo. It's called niskoi. V'ena nena ba'achila. And it doesn't benefit from any food. It's not sustained. Ella b'motzei Shabbos. Only from the food of motzei Shabbos. That is what the Beis Yosef brings down.
Is that the same as a luz?
The same thing as a luz, yes. He also brings down over here that you should sing Zmiras and Piyutim to escort Shabbos out. Just like when you escort a king, you sing him out. You should sing out Shabbos. You sing Shabbos in, you should sing Shabbos out. That's just the prayer thing. Now, on this thing of the luz, the Prima Gaden quotes the Medrash. The Prima Gaden, of course, is the great Rav of Frankfurt. More at length. Says the Prima Gaden on Simon Shin, which is where we are, Mishra says of.
Is the luz something else similar to this bone that benefits from?
What do you want? I mean,
it's not one and the same thing.
The luz is synonymous with the Niskoi.
Okay.
Of course, Luz is also a city. It's a place where people don't die, right? It's the concept of non-death. So the Mishmishmas of Zot says as follows. Ever Achanisko Shmo brings this down, and it gets sustained only from Malav Malka. The only thing it sustains in Malav Malka. It's from bring down that loses in the back of the brain where the tefillin, the back knot hits the tefillin. That's where the loose bone is. It's behind there. So this is of course a big Kabbalistic topic. Amra v'hachi ever ze'in nifsad u'mimenu yivu lasavu t'chias ha'meisim, resurrection of the dead comes from this little bone. We're not talking about cremation now, but one of the terrible things of cremation is it destroys that bone. Right? So the Svarim bring down that if a person is like in the Holocaust, cremated against their will, then they have the ability to... in his shir, he brought down and they show that the DNA gets destroyed in cremation. It's an unbelievable thing. There's nothing to cut. You know, they talk about resurrecting things from DNA, which they're getting closer to doing partial, things from years ago, thousands of years ago, they can take the DNA and reconstruct some things at this point already, even now. But DNA is dead from cremation. It's destroyed. The bones are all destroyed. Rachman al-Atsan, somebody's cremated. Yeah, the Liz bone gets destroyed. But what this bone is how you come alive. The resurrection of the dead he brings down. The other Harishon, Acham Eitz Hadas. The Chazal, he's quoting a Chazal over here. Adam Harishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. V'nena kol ha'avarim, and all of his body benefited from eating the Eitz Hadas. Nigzer aleim la'afr chashuv. Right? And therefore, the Gezerah, or Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, what was the Gezerah to him? He would die. Adam originally was supposed to live forever. He ate from the Eitz Hadas. He dies because his body benefited from this Eitz Hadas. Mashi ein kein, ever ze ein lo hana ki mesudas motzei Shabbos, and it only is benefited from the suda of motzei Shabbos.
So why about who had the kidneys? The kidneys also das.
That's no. That's because he liked that. It was his chashuv. That's the pashtus. I mean, the you could elaborate that perhaps it was a tikkun for the Eitz Hadas, but that's not the pashas.
But we don't say that the kidney is a seat of the das. I thought we didn't want to learn.
No, there's an idea of klaios, live klaios in our cells, metaphorically representing das, what we're extrapolating on a halachic basis is that's what he liked. He ate food that he liked Motzei Shabbos. You could perhaps have a shtickle Torah and say that it's representative of that the reason why only that this thing was okay because it didn't benefit from the Eitz Hadas. So that would be more of a shtickle Torah to say.
Right. What about the part with the discovering fire? Isn't there something about
Adam was taught. Was taught how to make fire Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, that's why we like Moreish.
Okay.
But that's not pertinent to this. Here, the Malav HaMalka gives sustenance to it. Okay? Based on this, right, it's actually a discussion, a woman obligated in Malav HaMalka. Do a woman have to eat Malav HaMalka? If it's a din, the Beis Yosef brings down, they also need to come to Chias HaMesim, so a woman should eat it. If it's a din be Malava El Shabbos, that's a Machlek HaSachronim. They bring this down. Well, if it's only like Rashi says to Malava Shabbos, so women on Shabbos are obligated because of Zachar B'Shamar. But after Shabbos, it's a Mitzvah Asi Shazman Grama. So maybe women aren't obligated. So the Machatz Shekel says that women are obligated, just like they're obligated on Dinei Shabbos, that it's a continuum of Shabbos. The Prima Gaon says that women are not obligated. Okay? Now the question is like this. Is Malav HaMalka an Achiv? Are you obligated to have a Malav HaMalka? What do you think? Survey says.
No.
No, why not?
Saying it's an Indian, and I figured you would say that it was halacha.
I'm not the Rambam. I'm just, the Rambam says an Indian you have to condemn it there. I ask from the Gemara. I wash every Motzei Shabbos. So don't bring bling nether.
What does
the Gemara say?
The
What else stay in the Gemara?
Says the
where is the language?
You're quoting Shabbos, but they don't say this.
What's
is
what's the Gemara? What's the language of the Gemara?
But it's not the...
Well, oil there. Some says the Ritva. Who's the Ritva, Alex? Rabbeinu, you can remember this next time. Rabbeinu Yom Tov Ali Shalev Shveli. He's a student of the Rajva. Rabbeinu Yom Tov Ali Shveli. Says the Ritva, Lo'ilam Yisader Adam Zerishon. I'm not sure the Gedele Svard. Says, Lo'ilam Yisader Adam Shulchan Melot Shabbos Pirish Kehecha De Efsher. Whenever you could. Right? Aval ein ze choyva. It's not an obligation. It's not a mechoyev to eat. Malav hamalka. De hamirin le'el, de hamirin le'el, ma de bayis le'meko, ba puke Shabbos uchlo. You can eat anything. You know, it sounds like it doesn't, you don't have to, it's not a chiyev. It's a good thing to do. It's not a chiyev. That's what the Ritva says. The chai adam.
Not a chiyev to eat anything?
Eat something. You have to eat, you can eat something, as he says.
Yeah, even a fruit.
Anything, yeah. Don't say that. What do you mean? What do you
said anything.
I didn't explain that. The Chai Adam of Danzig. When does the Chai Adam live?
Danzig?
He lived in Vilna. It sounded like Danzig, right? His family was from Danzig originally. Chai Adam obligates everyone in this room. Chai Adam was a business person. He wrote Svarim, Chot to the Vilna Goyen, he was a Dayan. You know, he was out there in the world. He became a Velt Talmud Chacham, the Chai Adam. He was Mishpacha with the Vilna Goyim.
Didn't the Rav say he wrote the little passage after Shmach Aleinu that we say?
Yes, yeah. That's from his Sefer. Okay. So it says, listen to the words of the Chai Adam. Ashrei Lemis Shekayim Sudas Revius. Praises a person who eats the fourth meal. Vinikras Sus Malav Amalka. He says, Ulmishi Efshalachal Pasta. You can't eat pasta. You should at least eat Mizonas. Mizel Chav Gomar. Absolute obligation. Says the Chai Adam. An absolute obligation. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Says the Chafetz Chaim. This is Simon Shin. If you want to say Simon Shin. Small Shulchan Aruch, he literally quotes the Gemara, he paraphrases the Gemara, Simon Shin, one sif about Malav Malka. Simon Shin is called Shisadar Shulchan Moti Shabbos. Set your table Saturday night. This is the real Saturday Night Live, Moti Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, La'olam Yisadar Adam Shulchan B'Motzai Shabbos. Kedei lelavos es haShabbos, you should always set your table on Motzei Shabbos to escort out the Shabbos. I feel in a circle of size, only they're going to eat it because they're not going to eat a whole big meal. So look at Mishnah Berurah Beis. Got it? The Kashem is a tzarech lechaber haShabbos b'knisasa. Just like if the honor of Shabbos coming into Shabbos, ki in tzarech lechaber b'tziyasa. So too, he gotta honor Shabbos on its way out. Kishem Adam Alavas and Malach Matzeis Benir, as just like you would escort a king out when he leaves the city. That's from Rashi. Mitamzeh. Actually, let's get this for a second. V'amru Kalmonim. You got that? Three lines later. V'amru Kalmonim. The earliest farm bring down the Ever Echayesh Ba'adam. Right, man has a little bone, Venisco Shmo. Is that Aver Niskar Kayam be Kever? This Aver stays there, right, in the Kever, until Tchias Amesim. If you have Philo Acher Shanikov, we call it Samos, even after the rest of your body decomposes. Is that Aver Ainanan Meshum Achila? Kiim is Sus Malavalka. The only time that you can go ahead and feed this is from, Malav Malka. Again, that's why the Meisram brings down the woman for sure obligated Malav Malka. Okay. With that, the Mekomak Mesuzu in a Chova, it says in the Shibro, this Suda is not a Chova like Shal Shudas, which is an obligation. It says Malav Malka. Tisham Asmechu Okra, there's the Gemara will learn out, we'll actually do Shal Shudas next week, it's based on a Pasuk, but here it's a Mitzvah Alma. The Gemara says a mitzvah. You know, because La'olam Am Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was a student of who? Please tell me, Phil. Who's Rabbi Chanina a student of?
Rabbi Akiva.
That's a good guess, but no.
I said I wasn't going to.
Rabbi Huda Nasi, Rabbi. Rabbi Chanina is all Rishas. Rabbi Chanina. So it's a statement of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina wasn't even a Tana. He was a first generation of Meira. He was in the He was in the gap generation, actually. He's not really a Tana or Meira. He's in the gap generation between Tanayim and Amorayim. So it's a mitzvah ba'alma. V'nafki mina. So he brings the nafkamina down, right? What are the nafkaminas? So if it's a chov versus it's not, so it's according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says it's a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a mitzvah. Two things to do, by the way. If these are loosebone, you're showing kavanah Shabbos, but there's a few nafkaminas. One nafkamina he says over here, right? It's not a chov like shal shuras, right? Which means, let's say you have one. You're in a hotel and you ran out of food. You can either eat shalash shudas or malav malka. What comes first? Shalash shudas. If you only have a certain amount of food, shalash shudas wins. Shalash shudas is more important than malav malka. And another nafkamina is that the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down Siman Shin that don't think you have to eat shalash shudas early so you're hungry for malav malka, because again it's not a choiv. You can eat shalash shudas. Late, a third nafkamina is the Shartzian says, here, Sivkot and Tess, look at the Shartzian and Sivkot and Tess over here. V'cheneicha de'ishlo basar odagim, v'chadom etzimtzum. You only have a little extra, you know, meat or fish. Mutav le'abaz against shal shudas, you should eat it during shal shudas. So it means, which means if you're going to eat a big shal shudas or a big malal malka, better to eat the big shal shudas. Shalash shudas is for sure an obligation. Pashtus, we'll see next week. There's an exception to that rule. It's for sure an obligation, and malav malka is not. It's praise it. It's a mitzvah. It's a good thing. You're feeding your luzbone. It's positive, but you're not obligated to do it. Good so far, so good. Comes the Vilna Gaon. Stark. You know, Asaf's not here today. I taught him that word. He likes saying that word all the time. Every time he sees music. It says Stark. You know what Stark means, bar means? You know Yiddish? They'll teach you Yiddish in Yerushalayim. You never heard Yiddish in Yerushalayim? Afbam. Yeah, the other side. You gotta be getting multicultural. You know, they gotta bring you to, you know, Romema, Gula, Maserotsky. There you go. Meisharim. Yisrael.
I used to spend most of my children when I
tried. Oh, yeah?
To sell flowers.
For Shabbat?
Before Shabbat.
Yeah. See, your mamash is a good. You keep your mamash covered Shabbos. Now we're going out for Shabbos. Says the Vilna Gaon. Listen to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is on Bera Gra Aleph. Kedei Lalavos quotes Rashi. He says Kazayas, and then he says with a pass dafka pass. You gotta wash. Come over Erev Shabbos, right? Just like Erev Shabbos. Why is it? Because he says that the Gemara is back to back. Friday night and Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos. Just like Friday, it's actually the same lotion. Set your table Friday night, set your table Motzei Shabbos. Says the Vilna Gaon, just like you wash for Motzei. Says the Vilna Gaon, just like you wash Friday night, you gotta wash Motzei Shabbos. Dafka pas, Malav Amalka, you gotta wash. And there's a sefer Maiserav. Maiserav was an individual who spent a few months by the Vilna Gaon and wrote a whole sefer about what he saw from the Grog. See, he says, it brings down in the Likutim over here, a Maisara, a story. Who is the Vilna Gaon's most famous student?
Akiva
Eiger was not. In fact, there's a whole story, no, he was not. Moshe was a Chaim Velash. He was actually the next generation, which you're chronologically correct, but he was in Western Europe. The Chaim Velash, who started the Velash Yeshiva. Brings on the following story in the Maiserav. A second. Here he goes. So he says, Sus Malav Amalka Tzarchlos Dafka Pas. That's according to Ber HaGra. Then he says, Vishamati Shapam Echa Ba'elav Tamido Hagoin Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin went, B'mozi Shabbos Kaddish, Vishamim Menu Rabbeinu. And the Gra asked Reb Chaim Volozhin, im ochel suras malava malka, right? Did he eat malava malka? Veheshiv lo, and the gra answered him. The Reb Chaim Volozhin answered the gra. Shekeiz ino b'kav bri is not so healthy. He feels a little shvach, a little weak. Misyar shel yazik lo, and he's worried that you know eating it's going to be detrimental. Now, by the way, by Reb Chaim Volozhin, just understand this. Chaim Volozhin was a baki called Chadrei Torah. Okay, he read even Nefesh. I mean, man knew Kabbalah. His students built Klal Yisrael. You know, so when he's telling he doesn't feel well, it's not just his health. It's going to affect his learning. It's going to, you don't feel well. He's learning Shas all day and all night. So Chaim Volozhin told the Vilna Gaon, you know, I didn't wash from Malav Malka because I'm not feeling so great. He said instead I had some honey cake. Some ugas dvash. Honey cake. Shachak me made Siva? He says, go wash immediately. Told Rechaim, get over and go wash. Go wash. You know, I don't feel so well. Go wash. I once saw that the Chazon Ish, who followed the Vilna Gaon to the tit, he followed the Minhag HaGra. So, someone was by him, and he said that the Mishabura brings down that you can, have other types of food, perhaps. So the Chazon Ish told me you should wash. He said, but why? I can technically be also with other food. So the Chazon Ish says, because if you don't, you'll be sorry. End of conversation. Because if you don't, you'll be sorry. Now, again, that's a story. We don't paskin by stories, by the way. But there's no question that the Vilna Gaon held very strongly, we'll see strongly, how strongly soon, that you gotta go ahead and wash. Radafka, pas. You wash from Malav Malka. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, this is now Tzivchad and Aleph in Siman Shin. He says, Yisadu Adam Shulchanu. He says you should put a tablecloth on your table, derech kavod, for honoring the Shabbos as it leaves. V'chen shar dvarim, you should have other things. He says aval eina mechuyav levashal tavshilin. You don't have to go ahead and cook more than you're going to eat. You cook your meal, whatever you're going to eat, you have to cook. So mashma de gemara, this is what he says. The mashma in the gemara is the yikba suzu. He says the Gemara sounds like he says Sili Volagayin. The Gemara sounds like you should wash from Malava Malka. Kamo Bashar Sudash to Bashabis. And he says the Gamash with the Tolukat Chila. He says best even have meat or any other cooked food that you have to honor it. Vim Elo o Choishes Lachilga says if you don't have it, or you're not hungry, you can't eat. He says the Volagayin. Could go on Bekayetz, like in the summer. What time does it finish Shabbos in Glasgow? What's your Shabbos? July, August. 11:30. So you eat Malka. It's really late. Now, you're getting a whole meal at that time of night. Right? In the Kayetz, you already eat Shalshuda so late. You can go ahead and have Mezonos, or Alkopanim, or at least Paris. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah, right, unquestionably, the best is to wash lechatchila. But the Mishnah Berurah says if you're not going to wash the Motzei Shabbos, you can have mezonos or at least Paris. Right, at least Paris. The Shara Tshuva above, see the Shara Tshuva Aleph. Shara Tshuva Margolis brings down cost of the machzik bracha, abeshin the marsha, the tov lo lasos davar mechudish. Right, just like Rabbi Abahu shechted this calf, you should have a new food for Malav Malka. The boy is to the ba'am pei nafshi. You shouldn't have leftovers, right? You shouldn't be eating leftovers from Malav Malka. And he brings this down from Reabula's Ruzi Ruda Ovid. Then he quotes down the Kasa B'Shem Talmidi Harizal. He brings this to students Harizal. Shenefesh Yesera, that your extra soul that you get on Shabbos. Ain't a holachas legamre. You still have your neshama yisera until malav malka. Therefore, ain't roy lehis asik b'malacha shino oichal nefesh. Really, you should go ahead and eat malav malka sutas. We're going to swing back to that in a minute. Then he says, if you can't misha ef shalachal pas, if you can't eat pas again, clear from the shari tshuva that you should wash ideally. He says, look, lechol pasek knisnin, should have cookies or cake. Ichaven, he should have in mind, lelavos ha-shabbos. Right, and to escort out the Shabbos. Okay. So you see from here, pasa is ideal, if not mazonos, and if worse comes to worse, you can have fruit, which is, it's not fruit mazonos, you should clearly have mazonos. If you literally can't eat anything else, or you don't have anything else, you're in the hotel, have fruit. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah said over here in Beis, I skipped it before, what was the reason Rashi brought down that you should for Lala Malka, you're squirting out Shabbos, right? It says the Mishnah Berurah, this is on the second column, we should have Lala Malka at 12 o'clock at night. Right after Shabbos, you should ideally have as soon as possible, because that's when Shabbos is... If the whole lumbus of Malama Malka is to what? Is scored out Shabbos. Shatov l'akdimu k'shei she'es smucho l'tzias ha-Shabbos. Then the ain't a tov adayin lechol, if you're not hungry. Ma'anachon al kol bonim, at least you should do a set malacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, better to have Malama Malka as soon as possible, because if the lumbus is to escort out Shabbos... Right now, let me tell you. I mentioned that lechatchila I tried blue neder. Very few times in my life this hasn't happened. I wash Motzei Shabbos. For many years, decades, I wash Motzei Shabbos. So sometimes I'm not hungry right away. So I delay. I'd rather be able to wash. I come back from Mishal Shiras. Can I go wash right away? Push it out. Besides it, what's the time frame? Shmir Shabbos Kehul Kasa, and Shlomo Zalman Arbach brings down as follows. In Simen Samach Gimel,
yes.
You're correct.
This one is for to eat like after Shabbat.
Achar Shabbat.
And this was like kind of mitzvah after Shabbat to keep going, yeah, to eat more.
To show kavod for Shabbat, and also Al Pi Kabbalah, it's a zuchot for Tchiyat HaMeisim.
So it's like after Seuda Shlishit
and after Havdalah. Achar
Havdalah. Achar Havdalah. So Havdalah, you need like to have another meal.
Yeah. So the question is, how much later could you have it? So in Perek Samach Gimel, Shmir Shabbos Kilcha says 14 halachas. In Hay, it says as follows: Tov lahakdin sudas malava malka, Samach liyatzias Shabbos, best to do it close to Shabbos. Vim ino tov lechol miyad achar tzias Shabbos. If you're not hungry, yachol achar, you can delay. You're allowed to delay. Aval lo yase kol malacha. Ideally, you shouldn't do a whole thing until you eat this meal. With mitzvah, min ha-muvchar, the best is to eat it within 4 hours of night. So, a decent amount of time, 4 hours of night. And he says, for sure, you should not wait until after chatzos. Okay? So, within 4 hours, and for sure, don't wait until chatzos. Really, you should be wearing your Shabbos clothes, ideally, from Lava Malka, according to those, because you still have, everybody says you're in the Shabbos, Yisera is still there. The Sephardic Sfarim, the Kafachayim, was, the Kafachayim was, Rabbi Yaakov Sofer, one of the great Sephardic poskim, brings, and others, say that Malava Malku say Migdol, like you do on Shabbos. So I once asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky about this. He says, Migdol, Motzei Shabbos. I never heard such a thing in my whole life. He says, where do you see this? So I tell him the Kafachas. It's for sure, but you can see it's coming from the Rizal, right? So Reb Chaim did not like it to say Migdol on Motzei Shabbos, because the Pashas is only on Shabbos, but it's not crazy, because if you go like the Rizal, even a Shabbos Seira, but you should wear your Shabbos clothes. So actually the stipler would change, the Imam Walker would change right out of Shabbos clothes, Not also so careful about that, but you think about it. Why you wear clothes, fancy clothes on Shabbos? It's Kavod Shabbos. If you're wearing it Saturday night, if you wear it till 12 o'clock at night, really, it's not for Shabbos anymore. So, it's your Shabbos clothes. Why are you wearing Shabbos clothes Saturday night? Because you start wearing, you should take it off. You change Friday night, coming into Shabbos. You change Saturday night. Now, I usually extend wearing Malava Malka late. Ends up being later, but really, you would want to ideally eat your Shabbos clothes, for it, okay? That's Shmir Shalas.
You say Shemalas?
Shemalas, for sure. For sure you say Shemalas, yeah. That's a good question, yeah. For sure it says Shemalas. There's Zmiras, as the base Yosef brought down. The Rebbe Yosef Karo. You heard of Rebbe Yosef Karo Baro? No, Beit Yosef. You heard, where is the Beit Yosef buried?
In
Where is he buried? Ifah Kever Shalari.
Ah, yeah,
Svat. Yeah, he's in Svat. You're going to become a Bucky, you know? Svat. Beit Yosef is in Svat. So, with Beit Yosef said there's sings Zmiros. You should sing. There's Zmiros about Eliyahu Navi, because Eliyahu could first come out to Shabbos. If you look in any bench, they have Zmiros about Eliyahu Navi there. I mentioned, where the Vilna going hold? Stark?
Wash.
Listen to the story. You want to see? It brings down a Maestro of the final thing, because you see here the Vilna. What do we say? The Shira Shabbos said until Chatzos. Listen to the story of the Vilna going. This is about him himself now. Brings down. Somewhere here, bum 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 bum. Yeah. This is Pamachas. Oh, it's this. Yeah, this is the following line. Hayrogalachal tsnon. You'd eat radishes. Balava malka. Shechavavalov. He likes radishes. I can't even speak to me. But the point is, he ate food he liked. It was chavavalov, right? You should eat what you like from Balava malka. That's what the Ber Haitov says. Right? You should eat something you desire to eat. That's why I'll have milchiks. Eat something you desire to eat. And he eat hot bread, like the Gemara says. Possible. Look at this. Pam achas chala. One motzei Shabbos, the girl was sick. The hiki, and he was throwing up. Uchshehivri. When he finally got better that Saturday night, maat a little bit better. He wasn't fully better. Tivala oim lefanav. He said, "Go out and look if it's morning yet. Go see if it's still dark out." Okay, so this is after Chatzos. Okay, so, my dying lawyer Shachar, she lost to Oso because he wanted to go ahead and wash from Malava Malka. Right, when he got a little bit better, go check if it's light outside, right? Because he wanted to go ahead and watch. So it's clear from the growth that Malava Malka could do the whole night. You can do the whole Saturday night for whatever reason. Don't do it early. He held until Alos HaShachar. You know, not as how moister nefesh she was to wash, by the way. Right? But it was clear that you couldn't do it until the morning. There's an interesting El Yaraba. Who's El Yaraba, Shiran? And Shmuel Agun's not here tonight. He's my El Yaraba man. So El Yaraba was Rabbi Eliyahu Shapiro. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Prague at the end of the 17th century. Okay. Long time ago. So Eliyahu Shapiro, the Eliyahu. The Shaburo quotes Eliyahu often. Says the Eliyahu an interesting thing. Va'ani shamati, I heard, Shem nimshach suya shlishis. Your suya shlishis goes late. You know the Hasidim, by the way? Anyone ever go to Hasidim Shalash Shodas? You ever go to Square? You were in Square ever?
No, it's in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee, it's a Torsky.
Every
what time they finish? Probably an hour after Shabbos they finish.
Shalash Shodas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it goes.
It goes, right? An hour after, you know, they have no concept of time.
Too.
What are you running your Shabbos for? I told you once that when I got engaged, my Shver was close to the Rebbe, Square Rebbe. He wanted us to get a bracha. So we went multi Shabbos, we're in Brooklyn, to drive to Muncie, to by Square. So we left like 40 minutes after Shabbos. And the drive from Brooklyn to Muncie was at least an hour, probably an hour and 15 minutes. We got there, they still haven't made Havdalah yet. It was 40 minutes after the late time. We mean Havdalah, I'm saying. It was, you know, Murak went on 72 minutes. It was, they hadn't made Havdalah yet. We had 10, 15 minutes, they made Havdalah. I mean, they finished. So you're finishing Shalash Shodas late. Or even us, we finished Shalash Shodas. It's ready in tonight. You know, it's not an early Shalash Shodas. It says that El Yerabah, if you go after Chashecha, if you go after Tseis, right? You go after Tseis, you're still eating. Not you're sitting at the table. I mean, you're, you know, you ate your meal and you're sitting there. But you're still fretting, you're still eating. He says, you don't have to eat, it's kilo, you're ready to score, it's ready, you could make Havdalah at any moment. So says the El Yeraba, he heard that the storm bring down, you don't have to eat Malam Alka, because you already ate. Not that you sat at the table after Tseis. You already ate after Tseis. That's Ke'ilah. You scored Shabbos out. That's what the El Yoraba brings. So the Matzah Ephraim brings us, he said, but you should have in mind, you should have in mind, actually, from my Matzah Ephraim, the Matzah Ephraim says, you should have in mind that you're going to, it's Fiyotze Malava Malka with us. The Tehila David does not like this. Reb Chaim Kanievsky does not like this. You have to first of all have it separate. But it's something to rely on. If you're in Glasgow and you're eating Shal Shittes, it's 11 o'clock at night in the summer. It's very schwer. It's very hard for most people to wash. So that's, if you're going to be in a situation where you know you're not going to eat Malava Malka and you're eating and it's after Seisach Chum anyways, if you have in mind, from Malava Malka, I'm just going to end with the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's just see how he says it. Quotes the Gemara to do Malava Malka. So the Tama Suzu, so the reason to do the Suda, is Kasev HaRambam. Rambam says exactly like Rashi. Kei lechaber HaShabbos b'knisaso v'yitziaso. Klomer shezeo k'malav ha-malka b'kavet suda. Right, it's malav ha-malka to escort of. Lechen nikra suda zu malav ha-malka. Malava, we escort the queen. We escort Shabbos. Malav ha-malka, we escort out Shabbos. Malav ha-malka. Lechen nagu, and therefore, if you're, just like you sing out, you know, I remember once I went to America as a Rav, the yeshiva on Yom Rishalayim, I went to see what it was like, and they were singing. Now, if they would have seen him a few years later, they would have booed him out. They were singing for Eir Barak. He was the chief of staff at the time. They were singing like he was Melech HaMashiach. And a few years later, they would probably have shot him dead. But then this is 1993 or 94. But in fairness, he's a general, and they were singing him out, right? You sing a person, you sing a general, sing the king out, right? So you sing Shabbos, but you sing Piyutim for Shabbos. K'derek Shem Lavin Esamel, P'kisasav Yitziyasa, L'chen Na'at, we sing Zemiras after Avdolah. Then he quotes the thing about the loose bone, right? It's only from this, and this loose bone cannot be destroyed, but it needs to be fed by Malav Malko. Then he brings the...
Sorry to interrupt. What's sure. the point of feeding? I've been wondering the whole time. What's the point of feeding this bone?
I myself have no idea.
Fair enough.
But suffice to say that the Sfarim bring down it's important to do this. So I don't. You know, it's more of a Kabbalistic concept, right?
So you can raise in the
version? Yeah, if you never eat Malav Malka, I mean, you won't have a loose bone? But whatever it means, it has a positive effect. Let's put it that way. That's a fair question. It's a fair question. You said this farm bring this down. That's important for that reason. Yeah. But I'll tell you the truth. I don't know how antibiotics work either. But I know if I'm sick, I take antibiotics. So, yeah. you know how it works. So it was clear from the Beis Yosef and others farm. It's important to do for the loose bone. That's what's clear. Okay. But then the Aruch HaShulchan is like this. Rabin, many. Aruch HaShulchan. This sefer was written in the 1880s. And you know where's the Rav Aruch HaShulchan? Navarik in White Russia. Rabim ein izhar besuda zu. Many people are not careful about Malav HaMalka. Vamakaimo scharer meruba. You got to do Malav HaMalka, you'll be rarely worried. Actually, a lot of the Sfarim bring down all kinds of skulas. Noam Elimelech said for easy labor, women should have it. Some people bring down for parnas to Malav HaMalka. Others bring down. It's a whole list of things. To get married, to have Malav HaMalka, right? It's brought down. It has very mesugol for bracha to eat Malav HaMalka. Why, on a rational level, if you're escorting the king out of Shabbos, you're showing honor to the king. Well, if you honor the king, what does the king give you? He gives you blessings, right? The king sees a person. You're blessed for it. V'chol Yirei Elokim, anyone who fears Hashem, Mis Amatsin, should strengthen themselves, Makaima, to do Malav HaMalka. V'oichlin Kezayis, you should eat a Kezayis. V'nachon, he brings down, again, I just want to point out, the culture today really did change. Most people, you would not want to eat meat Motzei Shabbos, but you should eat something you like. Right? That's what the Berhita says. If you like meat, if you're a carnivore, b'kolakavol, you should eat meat Motzei Shabbos. Right? If you're not going to enjoy it, you're not going to make a schmack to you, then have pizza or whatever you like, falafel, nachal lechol, right? Shawarma. You want shawarma Motzei Shabbos?
Cornflakes,
something like. Cornflakes. Nachal lechol baster. Mishi yachol lechol. Lav yachol dagim. Fish. She's gamzem machol chashkis. She's called a chashkis. Operas tovim. To eat them with the bread. Mishi eno yachol lechol pas. Klal. Anyone doesn't eat pas should have mezonos. Or at least paris. And then he brings down. If you didn't eat bashal shit. If you eat bashal shit, it goes into night. You eat a kazayis bread at night, you can be yotzi with this from Malala Malka, like the Elia Rabba. And he doesn't say that with the Matar Farms, that you have to actually have a mighty fruit later. You could be yotzi. And he said, brings down that the poiskim actually bring down in Tosfos Shabbos. If you're a poor person who's begging for food, you have to obligatively give him food even for Malala Malka. You know, I mentioned this past Shabbos about finding, you know, doing meaning and doing purpose. The truth is, Malava Malka is one of these things, you know, where it's not only something where you honor the Shabbos, it's not only something where you feed your luzbon, but really it's a whole Weltanschauung of what Shabbos really is. And, you know, when one does Malava Malka, you should think that you're escorting out Shabbos. You should think you're feeding the bone of Tchias Hamesim. Why the bone of Tchias Hamesim for Motzei Shabbos? Anyone have an idea? Why feed the bone Motzei Shabbos? It can be any time. Why Motzei Shabbos of Tchias Hamesim? Yeah?
We're renewing the week, and so it's a kind of like a
smooth. Right, exactly, exactly. You're showing that it's a renewal of everything. That's how I understood it as well. Right? You're renewing who you are. I mean, you have the proper, you know, if you want to be a Shabbos yet, if you want Shabbos to come with you, right, it's a perspective in everything in life. You know, when you think that whether what's the word Malava Malka, what it means, or the Inyanim to do it, you have a one line of Shulchan Aruch, you have a few lines in the Gemara here, but it's a tremendous Inyan. So, I figured, again, I'm going to do Shalosh HaSekhet, these are sort of lighter sugyas, but they're important sugyas. And, you know, you can go your whole life and not know what Malava Malka is about, and not understand what it means to escort out the king of Hashem. But if a yid lives Malava Malka correctly, right, it's as in your year of the king, it brings this tremendous bracha, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's kedai now to try to be machmer, and it won't just gain Malava Malka, it'll help a person's perspective about Shabbos and for the week ahead.